Throughout history, remarkable men and women have left behind ideas capable of changing the course of a life. In each episode, we'll explore one section of a timeless book, uncovering the enduring wisdom, practical lessons, and powerful stories that continue to shape thoughtful lives today. These are more than book summaries. They are an invitation to join great dialogue that has connected generations of readers, leaders, and lifelong learners. Welcome to the conversation. Welcome to Dialogue on Dialogue. Welcome back to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In this series, we're walking alongside Benjamin Franklin through his autobiography to discover what his remarkable life can still teach us about learning, character, success, and becoming just a little bit better every day. So what if one of the most accomplished Americans in history openly admitted he was writing about himself partly out of vanity? Most people would try to hide this flaw, but not Benjamin Franklin. He did the opposite. In the opening chapter of the autobiography, he confesses that vanity has always been one of his weaknesses. Then, in classic Ben Franklin fashion, he spends the next few moments explaining why, I don't know, vanity might not be such a bad thing after all. Today, we'll look at Franklin's early years and discover how the future inventor, entrepreneur, diplomat, and founding father developed some of the habits and attitudes that would shape the rest of his life. Here's a quick summary of chapter one. The autobiography begins as a letter to Franklin's son. Franklin explains why he is writing the story of his life. He offers two reasons. First, he believes, well, rightly so, the future generations may learn something from his useful experiences. If his successes and failures can help others improve their own lives, then recording them is worthwhile. Second, he admits that he enjoys reflecting on his accomplishments. Franklin openly acknowledges his own vanity, a character trait that appears throughout the book. Yet, even here, he can't resist finding a practical benefit in what many would consider a character flaw. A desire for recognition, he suggests, often motivates people to achieve worthwhile things. Franklin then goes through and he traces his family history. His ancestors were English Protestants who lived during a time of religious conflict and persecution. Generations of Franklin's valued religious conviction and personal independence. Eventually, Franklin's father emigrated to America, seeking the freedom to practice his faith. Franklin was born into a large family, and as the youngest son of the youngest son for several generations, was not expected to inherit wealth or status. His father initially hoped that Benjamin might enter the ministry. Young Franklin was sent to grammar school and quickly demonstrated an unusual talent for reading and learning. However, higher education was expensive. Franklin's father, who made soap and candles from tallow, simply couldn't afford the costs associated with preparing his son for the clergy. As a result, Benjamin's formal education ended much earlier than anyone might have expected. It's a reminder that concerns about rising costs of education are hardly new. Even in colonial America, families had to balance ambition with financial reality. Franklin excelled at reading and writing, but he struggled a little more with arithmetic. After leaving school, he returned home to work in the family business, a job he found deeply uninspiring. Recognizing his son's dissatisfaction, Franklin's father did something remarkable. Rather than forcing Benjamin into a career, he took him around town to various trades and craftsmen. Although no particular profession jumped out to be really capture his imagination, the experience left a lasting impression on young Franklin. He developed an apprenticeship he developed an appreciation for skilled workmanship and learned the basics of many trades. These practical skills would later prove invaluable as Franklin built printing presses, designed inventions, and conducted scientific experiments. Even as a boy, Franklin displayed leadership qualities. He often became the organizer and the director of his group of friends. There's one story that he shares that really shows this as initiative, but also as a need for moral guidance. He was wanting a place to land their boats. Franklin convinced his friends to secretly remove stones from a nearby construction site and use them to build a small pier. The project was successful, but it was also theft. When the boys were discovered, Franklin's father taught him an important lesson. Useful results do not justify dishonest means. A project may provide benefits, but if it is built on dishonesty, it is still wrong. It was a lesson that Franklin would remember for the rest of his life. So what are some of the bigger lessons that I pulled out of this first chapter of the book? Well, lesson one, self-awareness is a superpower. One of Franklin's greatest strengths was his willingness to examine himself honestly. Most people try to hide their flaws. Franklin openly acknowledged his vanity, ambition, and mistakes. Self-improvement begins when we stop pretending we are perfect and start understanding ourselves accurately. You can't improve what you're unwilling to acknowledge. Lesson two, your circumstances don't determine your future. Franklin's formal education ended at a young age because his family couldn't afford more schooling. Many people would see this as the end of an opportunity. Franklin saw it as the beginning of self-education. Throughout his life, he became one of history's great examples of lifelong learning. His limited schooling didn't stop his education because he never stopped teaching himself. Lesson three, curiosity creates opportunity. Franklin's father exposed him to numerous trades and professions. Even though Benjamin didn't immediately discover his life's calling, he gained something just as valuable: broad knowledge and practical skills. Many of the opportunities that transformed Franklin's life came because he knew a little bit about a great many different things. Curiosity often pays dividends years after the initial investment. Lesson four, leadership requires character. The stolen stones story is fascinating because it reveals both Franklin's strengths and his weaknesses. He could organize people. He could persuade them. He could get things done. But leadership without character can become manipulation. His father's lesson reminded us that effectiveness alone isn't enough. True leadership requires both results and integrity. The first chapter of Benjamin Franklin's autobiography introduces us to a young man who is curious, ambitious, and intelligent, as well as imperfect. He isn't yet the famous statesman whose face would appear on the $100 bill. He's simply a bright young boy trying to find his place in the world. Yet, even in these early years, we can already see the foundations of the habits, character, and mindset that would eventually make him one of the most influential figures in American history. In the next chapter, we will continue to explore the journey as Franklin begins pursuing the trade that will shape his future and discovers the power of reading, writing, and self-education. So once again, the lessons are older than we are, and they're just as relevant today.